वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of May, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
So this Prahlad Charitra play drama is very instructive, although it is not played on a very nice stage, theatrical, but the feeling expressed in playing this Prahlad Charitra has become very successful. We want to understand the feeling. Externally, we may not be very much equipped. Krishna takes the feeling, bhavagrahi janardhan. So, Prahlad Maharaj is one of the great personality in devotional line. Dharmasyatattang nihitang guhayam mahajana jina gata sapantha. It is very difficult to understand what is the purpose of religious principle. People actually do not know what is religion. Therefore, we have got so many religious systems, man-made, or concocted ideas. Actually, religion means the law given by God. That is religion. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavatpurita. Just like the law given by the state, by the government, you have to accept it. There is no question that the government is Christian government, or Mohammedan government, or Hindu government. It doesn't matter. The law given by the government, you must accept. You cannot deny it. So, actually, God is neither Hindu God, nor Mohammedan God, nor Christian God. God is God. His power is omnipotent. It is equally applicable to Hindu, to Muslim, to Christian, anyone, to animal, to human being. Just like God has given this law, you must die. This is applicable to everyone. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, man, animal, trees, birds, beasts, cannot be disobeyed. That is law. That is God's law. He may be very much advanced in knowledge or so-called science, but because God says that in the material life you must die, you cannot avoid this law. That is called dharma. Dharma means the characteristic that God has given this law. He is that he must die. This is called religion. Similarly, God says that you are my eternal servant, you must obey me. That is religion. You try to understand the meaning of religion. Religion means the law given by God, and you must accept it. That is religion. The people do not know. They manufacture religion. Now how you can manufacture religion? Law can be given by the king, by the state, by the government. If you manufacture some law at your home, consulting your wife or father and mother, who will accept it? Nobody will accept. You may be puffed up that you have manufactured a law, but nobody will care for it. The law given by the state will have to be accepted, either you like it or don't like it. It does, the law will not depend on your liking and disliking. You must accept. If you don't accept, then you are a lawbreaker. You will be punished. Similarly, the religion means, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. That is religion. That you have manufactured so many types of religion, you give it up, kick it out. This is religion. You surrender unto me. So if you become a surrendered soul to God, that means you become a devotee, then you are religionist. Otherwise you are criminal. Therefore Shastra says that you should follow the great devotees, that is religion. You cannot manufacture religion, you cannot concoct religion. You just try to follow the great personalities, and that is religion. So then the Shastra, there are great personalities that have been mentioned, just like Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, then Kumaras, then Kapila, Manu, and Prahlad. Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the great personalities who knows what is religion. So he practices it. Unfortunately, he was born of an atheist father, Hiranyakashipu, but by the grace of Narad Muni, he knew what is religion. He had seen in the play that when his mother was pregnant, the demigods were taking her to the prison just to keep her in observation, that the child which is born of an atheist father, Hiranyakashipu, may not be missed. They wanted to kill him also. But although he was born of an atheist father, demoniac father, he became a great devotee by the instruction of Narad Muni. Narad Muni took his poor mother. He asked the demigods, why you are harassing this lady? After all, she is a woman, she is dependent. So, by the order of Narad Muni, they let her go, and her husband was engaged in tapasya, so she had no protection. Therefore Narad Muni took her at his ashram and instructed her about God consciousness. That is the duty of saintly person. Prahlad Maharaj, whilst he was within the womb of his mother, he heard all those instructions. His mother, in due course of time, that is the nature of woman, she forgot the instruction. But Prahlad Maharaj remembered. Therefore he became a great devotee. This is the history of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj became a devotee, not a so-called devotee, that if my senses are gratified, then I shall continue to remain a devotee, either I shall sleep away. Go ahead. So he was not such kind of devotee. He remained devotee in all circumstances. You see, his father wanted to chastise him in so many ways. But what was Prahlad's fault? He was chanting Hare Krishna. And the father did not like it. So he wanted to induce him to stop this Hare Krishna, but he never stopped. In all circumstances, he remained steady when he was thrown into the boiling water. It is said oil. He was put into the oil. So he remained steady. So many demonic persons threatened him. He remained steady. His mother was instructed by the father to give poison in the food. So he remained steady. Then the father understood that my son has got some mystic power. The mystic power was that he was a great devotee of Krishna. That's a devotee never practices any mystic power. But a devotee being protected by the supreme mystic, Krishna, a devotee is never in danger in all circumstances. That is the instruction in this. So just to try to remain a devotee always, and Krishna will give you protection in all circumstances. There is no fear. Devotees, they remain devotee of Krishna, and Krishna does everything. If something mystic or magic has to be shown, the devotee does not take any credit for that magic, because the magic is done by Krishna for the sake of devotee. So he doesn't require to learn the art of magic to cheat the people. That is not. When magic is required, Krishna plays. Krishna is called Yogeshwara. Yoga is mystic power. And he is the Yogeshwara. Master of Yogeshwara. Yoga, mystic power. Yatra Yogeshwara Hari. It's like Krishna was on the chariot of the Kurukshetra battle, Arjuna. Arjuna was facing enemies, big enemies like Bhishma, Karna, Dronacharya, and many others were very, very powerful. Arjuna was nothing before them. They are compared with Timingal. Timingal, a big fish which swallows up the whale fishes. So Maharaj Parikshit said that although they were Timingal-like, they could kill thousands of Arjuna. But still, because you were protecting him, sitting on his chariot, they were killed, Arjuna was not killed. So, the devotee, he doesn't require to acquire any mystic power. What mystic power Prahlad could attain? He was only 5 years old. So there is no opportunity of acquiring any mystic power. But he was being protected by the supreme mystic, Krishna. That should be a devotee's point of view. Don't waste your time for acquiring so-called mystic power. Just devote yourself to remain a pure devotee of Krishna, and you become the supreme mystic. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam madgatantanatmana sadhyavan bhajati jumang sami yukta tamo. There are many yogis, mystics, but Krishna confirmed that of all the yogis, of all the mystics, a person who is always thinking of me, sadhyavan bhajati joma, yogi namapi sarvesha madgatantarasana, always thinking me, Krishna, within himself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna says he is the best yogi. Yogi namapi sarvesha. Sarvesha means of all kinds of yogis. The best yogi is who is always thinking of me. That is Krishna's philosophy, he is teaching in the Bhagavad Gita. Manvana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji manga namaskuru. Four things. If you sincerely do these four things, always think of Krishna, manvana, just become his devotee, manvana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji, worship Krishna, just like we do in the temple room, manvana. You can do worship anywhere if you are a devotee. A devotee can worship Krishna anywhere, underneath the tree. Because Krishna is in everyone's heart, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riddhesha arjunatishtha. So, if underneath the tree you think of Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, that is sufficient. Krishna does not require any big paraphernalia. He only wants how you are a sincere devotee. And that devotional service can be discharged in any condition. Ahituki apratihata. It cannot be checked by the material circumstances. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. And you see the 5 years old boy, how he was protected from all kinds of dangers. And he refused to take any benediction. He refused. The devotee should not be a mercantile man. If you give me something, then I shall give you something. That is business. A devotee is not like that. He understands that his eternal servant of Krishna, his duty is to serve Krishna. In the material world, a servant works when money is paid, wages. A devotee is not like that. A devotee serves Krishna out of duty. That is God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. It is my duty. And then Krishna takes the responsibility. It is my duty to protect the devotee. This reciprocation is called Krishna consciousness. There is no question of business transaction. Then you will be protected. Krishna is nobody's servant, but everyone is Krishna's servant. Then everyone becomes Krishna's servant, then everyone is protected by it. Krishna is protecting. Krishna is God, so he is protecting everyone, he is giving food everyone, but is specially inclined to the devotees. Samasarvesu bhutesu, samohang sarva bhutesu, name deshasti na priya. Krishna says, God must be equal to everyone. God is one, so he is giving everyone food. The birds, beasts, they are getting food. The elephant, he is also getting food. Who is supplying him food? Krishna, God is supplying. So, in that way, he is equal to everyone in ordinary dealing. But he specially deals with the devotee, just like Prahlad Maharaj. When he was put into danger, then Lord Nrisimhadev came personally. That is the special duty of God. That is not unnatural. If somebody says God is partial, that he takes special care of his devotee. No, that is not partiality. Just like a gentleman in the neighborhood, he loves all children. But when his own child is in danger, he takes special care. That is not unnatural. You cannot blame him that why you are taking special care of your own child. No, that is natural. Nobody will blame him. Similarly, everyone is God's son, but his devotee is special. That is God's special attention. Jitu bhajanti maang prityatesu te mai. So, God is giving protection to every living entity, but if you become devotee of the Lord, pure devotee, without any motive, then God will take special care of you. That is Krishna consciousness movement. That we are being harassed by Maya, the material energy, and if we take shelter of Krishna, then we will be specially protected. Māmeva japrapadyante māyāmitāṅkaram. So, try to become devotee of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching this philosophy. We have got so many books. Whoever comes here must read the books. Devotee, the inmates of the temple, outsider, then you'll understand what is Krishna consciousness. Or you should chant Hare Krishna only. Don't talk rubbish things, waste time. That is not good. A single moment is so valuable that you cannot purchase it by millions of dollars. Now today is 25th May, 4 o'clock gone. You cannot bring it back. 4 o'clock, 25th May 1975. If you want to get it back again by paying millions of dollars, it will not be possible. Therefore, we should be very careful of our time. Time once wasted, you cannot get it back, return. Better utilize this time. The best utilization is to chant Hare Krishna or think of Krishna, worship Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.